You're listening to the Build and Bloom podcast with host Jessica Whittaker, an educator of film and digital photography to beginners, both in workshops across the globe and online. Creator of the Build and Bloom group on Facebook, one of the largest and most engaged photography communities with over 60,000 members, and founder of nonprofit Sister Sister, a monthly networking group for young women in media. Jessica Whittaker cuts the fluff and will help you to grow your photography business with practical, actionable tips in every episode. If you're ready for a roadmap to a better personal and professional balance, then Build and Bloom podcast will help encourage, empower, and educate you to not only build your dream business, but sustain it. And now, here's your host, Jessica Whittaker.
Hello and welcome to the Build and Bloom podcast. This is another segment in the Monday Motivation mini series. The Monday Motivation mini series is meant to feel like a casual conversation between you and me, as if we're just hanging out over coffee and talking business. And it's intended where I'm going to be giving you one action step that you can implement over the next 5 days this week in your business. And today we are going to be talking about how to have your audience transfer from one platform over to the next. So very casual conversation. It's meant to be a bit wiggly here. So for example, getting your YouTube subscribers to go and follow you on Instagram. Before you exit out or skip to the next episode, this is a lot harder than it sounds. Having somebody who is watching on YouTube, they're most likely watching on their computer or on a television, getting them to pull out their phone, manually type in your username, and click follow is actually more effort than you might think. And on Instagram, it's really hard to get somebody to exit out of the Instagram platform, whether that's to swipe up on a call to action on your story, to click the link in your bio, and especially to leave Instagram to go watch long-form content on YouTube. So even if you don't have a YouTube channel right now, I still really think, or ever intend to have one, I really think that these tips can bleed out into other areas of social media, and we'll be talking about a few other things, including how to get people to even subscribe to you and how to get them to leave reviews on iTunes if you have a podcast or are thinking about having a podcast. But even if you don't have a YouTube or a podcast with no intention, listen up because these tips can still apply in so many ways. A few weeks ago on the podcast, I had my web developer, Amanda Berg of the Website Workroom. She is amazing. She's also a copywriter. She has a journalism background. For those who don't know, copywriter is somebody who is going to write on your website, your emails, your captions. They write in your voice, and they're skilled particularly in making sure that they are able to format something to have people take action. So maybe I hired Amanda to do originally my sales page for my workshop. She has everything written out and formatted in a way that flows for a sales page for somebody to be more interested in the product or to get my point across more. And so we actually have launched 4 photography website templates for the Show It platform. So exciting. They're contemporary and they're beautiful. They're unlike anything that Show It has to offer. They're bright, they're colorful, and you can easily tweak them to fit your brand colors and brand aesthetic. And what's unique about our templates is that because Amanda is a professional copywriter, she has all of the prompts for all of the writing on the website down. I don't know about you, but for me, what can hold me back from launching a page or a product is the description, the title, all of the words for the in-between. And especially for photographers, we're so visual, sometimes the writing part is the voice can hold this back from launching. So we have it all figured out for you with all the prompts already written so that you can launch in just 4 steps. You can check out all of our website templates. We have full demos and of all of the websites at thewebsiteworkroom.com/shop, and you can use the code Jessica at checkout for 10% off. We also, this past week, rolled out payment plan options. So, with that being said, that will be in the show notes, but Amanda and I did an episode where she talked about the importance of flipping the script on your website to draw in clients and customers. So instead of saying, you know what, I'm not even going to get into it because I want you to go listen to that episode after this one if you have the time this morning. I think it's really going to transform the way that you speak to your audience this upcoming week. But flipping the script essentially means we make it about them. We make it about you, not me, you, about your audience. So on YouTube, instead of saying, be sure to go find me on Instagram, or you might not even have a call to action like that. You might just have your Instagram handle pop up and maybe a cute graphic and not even mention it at all. That's not enough, again, for somebody to pull out their phone, to manually type in your username, and then to click follow. No matter how beautiful your Instagram feed might be, aesthetically, visually, maybe just in your captions are really thoughtful, maybe you have tons of resources, maybe you have series on Instagram, very detailed IGTV. I mean, you could have the most fantastic Instagram profile that you're wanting people, you know, that people on YouTube would be even more interested in on your Instagram. But it's not enough just to have the handle flash up or just to ask somebody to go follow you or to say, this is more common when it comes to getting people to subscribe to you, but to say, be sure to subscribe to my channel because it really helps me out, as if your audience owes you the favor, because they don't. That's just the truth. People are more concerned with them than they are you, especially on free platforms. So with that being said, we have to make it about them instead of about us, instead of asking our audience to do us a favor by subscribing. We need to let them know that we're doing them a favor because we have more freebies, content, resources, tips, and tools where that came from. Instead of still have your graphics, still have your handle pop up, add a sound effect as well when these things pop up on the screen so that it catches their attention even more so. But saying, go check out, okay, for me on my YouTube channel, I say, follow along on Instagram for daily tips, tools, and resources for your photography business. You might notice that I didn't even include the word me. I didn't say follow me on Instagram for daily tips, tools, and resources for your photography business. Even though that might sound equally good, I'm still sharing what's in it for them. And my YouTube channel, I only make one photography video a week. So if they want daily tips, they want more, come on over to Instagram. But even removing the word me from that sentence, psychologically, there's no psychological proof, but I can tell you it completely flips the scripts because I have the absence of me now in the sentence. It's 100% about them, about you, not me, because there's the absence of me. Now, the most important part, though, of this sentence is I'm giving them three things of what's in it for them. You don't have to give them three things. Maybe you have one thing, but I'm promising daily tips, tools and resources to grow. You could say to grow your photography business. Let's say though, you want to take it one step further and you have a freebie. Now, this freebie might live in the form of an opt-in to add somebody to your email list. So somebody is going to give you their email in exchange for this freebie. It could be a preset, it could be a PDF, it could be just an article, a guide. You're promising, though, something of value in exchange for this email address. And what could be interesting for you to try out, and I'm actually going to try this out in my next YouTube video that I make, is on YouTube, you're going to say, you're going to say, follow along on Instagram to grab a free Lightroom preset download in my bio. That bio link is going to then go to an opt-in page where they're then going to exchange their email for the freebie. So you have them going from YouTube, you have them subscribing, which we'll talk about later on. You have them subscribing, then you have them going to Instagram, and they're most likely going to click follow if your Instagram profile is fully optimized. And then from there, they're also going to exchange their email address. So you have them in all these different tiers that they're going to become more familiar to know, like, and trust you as a professional, as a brand. So you can see how much more value is in it for them, for your audience. Now let's talk about how to have somebody subscribe to your YouTube channel. I know this isn't, it's in the same vein, but it's not necessarily about moving across to profiles. So instead of saying, be sure to subscribe to my channel, or having the play button pop up, or even just saying, subscribe, it helps me out, you know, do me a favor. Instead, you need to flip the script. For me, I say, be sure to hit subscribe so that you're the first to know when a new photography tutorial for your business comes out. Actually, I include click the bell to be notified. So I'll say, be sure to hit subscribe and click the bell to be notified when a new photography video for your business comes out. People are more likely to click subscribe because I'm telling them what's in it for them. And actually, on my analytics, when I looked this summer, I should look again, I saw that 80% of my viewers were not subscribed to me. Sorry, my dog's right outside the door barking to get in. I'm sorry, Bumblebee. So I have 80% of my viewers who are not subscribed to my channel. 20% are subscribed. So I started actually saying in my videos, I checked out my Google Analytics. Like, I just said it flat out. Like, I checked out, only 80% of you are subscribed, 20% of you subscribed, 80% are. So that you don't miss out on any of the free tools, be sure to click that subscribe button. And I should go back through my analytics and check out, even if that was just affected by 5%, because that's still significant. Again, we're always wanting to flip the script and make it about your audience. We can take it one step further. Let's talk about podcasts. So podcast creation has become really popular, especially over quarantine, and I think that's great. There's so many amazing things about podcasts, especially that it's just this lower barrier to entry. All you need is a microphone and somewhere quiet to record. You don't have to have lights. You don't have to even put makeup on, do your hair, anything. It's plug the microphone in and record. And a big part of podcasts is getting reviews on iTunes, because then iTunes will push that out into other people's recommended, as well as other podcast shows. When people scroll to the very bottom, there'll be more recommended shows in the same genre, and your show is more likely to appear. So getting reviews in iTunes is really key. But how do we get people to take the time? I mean, if we can't even get them to click subscribe, how are we going to get them to write a review? It's simple. Tell them what is in it for them. So instead of saying, be sure to leave a review, you're going to say something along the lines of, be sure to leave a review if you enjoy this free platform, you know, the podcast. You can be honest and say, like, maybe you have a couple different platforms that you regularly make content on. Like for me, Instagram, YouTube, my Build and Bloom Facebook group. The podcast is really like the last one that I'm able to prioritize. And you've seen that before, just in there were all of September, I didn't really do shows because I was moving and I wasn't able to, I had to take something off my plate, and podcast was that. So I'm able to be more transparent, or not be more, but be even more transparent with my audience and say, you know, if you enjoy the free content that I'm sharing here on the podcast, be sure to please take 2 minutes to leave a review, because, and then we want to explain why. You can tell them that it helps other people see the show, but also you can say, and you have to be honest about this, if you don't have any intention of having guests on the show, then you can tweak this to talk about, you know, you might get more feedback for what kind of shows they say in the review, what shows you want to see. But if you're going to have guests on your podcast, you can say, I have a number of guests, dream guests lined up that I want to pitch, but I have to have social proof to show the guests that it's going to be worth their time, donating their time to come on my free show to bring you the content and the value. So having social proof, having these reviews, they're more likely to say yes, especially when it's guests that you don't have a relationship with already. So maybe like even your accountant, or let's say there's a lawyer you want to have come on the show, at least in the photography realm, people are more likely to say, okay, I'm going to do my part to leave a review because I enjoy this free content that Jessica is making for free, and the guests are going to come on for free, so it's the least I can do. But you can see how, yes, you're asking them to do you a favor, but you're not saying, like on YouTube, subscribe because it helps me out a lot. You're explaining still what's in it for them in the big picture. With all of that being said, I really want to challenge you this next week, if you're going to be creating any kind of new content, a YouTube video, Instagram, I want you to implement this new way of thinking with a call to action. And I want to see what you create. So please send it to me in DM, whether it's forwarding the story or sending me the link. My Instagram is at Jessica Whitaker. And I want to see how you put this into action on your profile, because I believe in you and your business. And that's how I end all of my shows. But I really do believe in you. And I think that you amping up your call to action and having it be stronger and more intentional. I need to find another word than intentional in my vocabulary, but I really think that you are going to see an increase in activity, whether that's followers on subscribers, or if that's followers on your Instagram, if that's more emails on your email list. I really want you to give this a solid go, because I really think and I know it will help, because it's helped me. Be sure to check out the photography website templates for the Show It platform that Amanda Berg, my web developer, web designer, copywriter of the website workroom, and I have worked together to bring you four beautiful contemporary photography website templates. You can go to the websiteworkroom.com/shop, and please make sure that you grab your 10% off by using code Jessica at checkout. That will also be in the show notes. Don't forget, send me what you create. I believe in you and I believe in your business. I hope that you have an amazing, productive week, and I'll see you around. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Build and Bloom podcast. If you love the show, leave us a review on iTunes to keep it running. This also helps other photographers to find this free resource. Looking for more? Join over 60,000 photographers in the Build and Bloom Facebook group. Just search for Build and Bloom in Facebook groups to join in the encouraging and empowering community. You can also find Jessica's tutorials and tools on YouTube and Instagram at Jessica Whitaker, and show notes and further resources on her website, jessicawhitaker.co. Thanks for spending time here. Catch you in the next episode.